On June 4, 1963, I walked off the graduation stage of Beaufort High School without a single clue about where I was attending college next year, or if I'd be attending one at all. My parents had driven me mad over this subject, and neither would discuss it with me further. I had planned to get a job at the tomato packing shed on St. Helena Island to earn some money if my parents somehow managed to enroll me in a college. But my father received orders to Offutt Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska, for the following year. I didn't want to leave Beaufort, and I sure as hell didn't want to move to Nebraska, a place where I didn't know another human being. I wanted to go to college. My father had the car packed and ready when I turned my graduation robe into my teacher, Dutchen Harden, hugged my other favorite Beaufort High teachers and classmates, then fled in tears toward my life in Nebraska. Before I entered the car, I composed myself, dried my eyes, and got in the shotgun seat. The motor was running, and Dad threw me a map, saying, "You're the navigator, pal. Any mistakes, and I whack you." Before a single graduation party had begun, we were already crossing the Savannah River into Georgia. Our journey took us on back roads and through scores of towns that we hurtled by in their sleep. It was the age before interstate highways were common, so most of our trip would take us through the rural South and the farmlands of the Midwest. To my shock, Dad planned to make it a straight-through shot to Chicago, pausing only for pit stops and gas. "Dad, you sure you want to do this?" I asked.
"Hey, Jocko, you a detective?"
"That's a lot of driving. It might be too much for you."
"That's why you're on guard duty, pal," he said. "I start nodding off, you rap me on the shoulder to keep me awake."
During the 24-hour drive, my father fell asleep three times, and I knocked his right shoulder hard three delicious times. Once in Indiana, he had failed to follow the curve of the highway and drove the station wagon over a cow guard and into a field heavily populated with Black Angus cattle. When I punched his shoulder, he woke suddenly, dodging 50 cows on his way back to the highway.
"You'd get a court-martial for that one, navigator," he said.
"I kept all of us alive, Dad. This is getting dangerous."